Welcome to My Shamanic Life, at the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded and connected as a yoga teacher, a shamanic reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. My life and this podcast are totally imperfect. I'll be offering a practice in a few minutes. We're going to be doing some breath work today. And you're very welcome to join me. You won't need anything except a place to sit. Wherever you're listening today, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support. Feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel yourself anchored in. And through those energetic roots, receive from Mother Earth, so you're nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I'm still working with Tony Salerno's Sacred Earth Oracle, which is an amazing deck. And I've had the deck for about 3 weeks now, and I found that for me, the best way to connect with a deck, to break it in, is to pull a card every day, work with the energies. And the card that I pulled today is called Clarity, totally perfect for spring. It's got this beautiful fairy-like woman with a butterfly at her head and an egg-shaped geode at her belly and all these beautiful greening plants coming up around her. And the thing that really spoke to me in Tony Salerno's description of the card was the spiritual meaning. All soon clears, heals, and is resolved. Peace ascends within you like a glorious bud opening to the surface. Realization comes in a dazzling flash, and you will see the world and your soul as blessed as they truly are. Follow love to the powerful place inside your heart, the center of peace and power from which all is possible and all is available. Perfect for spring. So yes, spring. What does spring mean? What's happening? We just finished the first full week of the season here in the Northern Hemisphere. And although here in the Adirondacks, it's not really looking like spring yet because there's a lot of snow still on the ground, it is beginning to get warmer. We're starting to get some rain instead of snow. And we're heading into what we could call mud season as the snow melts and the ground becomes covered in puddles. So even though it doesn't really look like spring, we don't have that growing, that flowering that's happening further south. We can feel the spring energy. We can feel the way we're being invited to grow. And a lot of that inner contemplation, the introspection that happened during winter, is now starting to take root. Everything that was ready to grow from that. And not everything will, just like not every seed that's planted in the ground will actually root and grow. You know, when the conditions are right, when it's had the right fertilizer, then it will grow. So those little ideas, those little insights, all those little things that came up and up and up as we were turned inward during the darker season, those that are right to grow will start to take root and you'll feel that little pull to start to move into action. And this sudden switch can really pull us into this out of balance feeling. All of a sudden, it's like, I have to do all the things. And between that and Mercury retrograde that we just came out of, and Mercury has been hanging out in Pisces, conjunct or close to conjunct Neptune, for its entire retrograde cycle. It came into Pisces, it passed Neptune, and then it went back past Neptune, and then it turned around and came back past Neptune. And that's where it is right now. It just stationed direct yesterday, right there with Neptune, sitting in Pisces, which is Neptune's sign. And Neptune is all about illusion and dreaming. It is not a time of clarity when you've got Mercury, the planet of communication and thought and travel, sitting there with this planet of illusion and dreaming in that planet sign. So our heads can get a little foggy. Things can feel a little crazy. I know it has for me. I have had some wild, wild dreams this week. And because of that, we're up there, we're in this thought realm. You know, everything's up in our heads. And it can make you feel really ungrounded. So we're going to do some breath work today to work on bringing that into balance, because we don't want to squash that beautiful upward flow of energy. But at the same time, we want to make sure that we're planting our roots and that we can take all those dreamy ideas and actually do the logical planning and action to manifest the ones that are right. Before we get to that, I have a couple other things that I want to talk about. The first is, I was just on Amazon.com. I had to order some toner cartridges and print more flyers and other beautiful things for True North Yoga. I was reminded when I was there, I have my Amazon set up to an Amazon Smile, and that's really easy to get to. You just go to smile.amazon.com when you shop instead of the regular Amazon.com. And you can select a charity to benefit. So every time that you shop, Amazon gives a percentage of that to the charity of your choice. And my charity of choice is North Country Wild Care, which is the network of wildlife rehabilitators that I'm a part of. This is something really easy that you can do to support the wildlife rehabilitators in your area. So if you're in upstate New York, anywhere from the Capital District all the way up to the High Peaks and beyond in the Adirondacks, you can choose North Country Wild Care and help support all of the rehabilitators and the organization as a whole, which supports us. And you can also check out, a lot of the local rehabilitators have Amazon wish lists. I have a wish list, and you can find it under Dancing Turtle Wildlife Rehabilitation on Amazon. And also, you know, check out if you've got wildlife rehabilitators in your area, find out if they have a wish list on Amazon, because that's a great way that you can support them when you're doing your shopping. You can add something little and send it off to them, and really every bit helps. And it is getting to be that time. Not only is it spring, we have this growth of ideas and things like that, but we have, you know, real physical growth. We've had the first baby squirrels come into rehab just last week here in upstate New York. Further south, baby squirrel season is well underway. And it's not just baby squirrels. We get squirrels and opossums, raccoons, chipmunks, and then soon it will be baby birds. And then as things melt and open up, the turtles will start moving, and then my time to really step in comes. Because as those turtles start crossing the roads, they get hit, and all of a sudden we have injured turtles. When you're on Amazon.com, just keep those things in mind, because it's a really easy way, especially that Amazon Smile, because you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything except for what you normally do, which is buy stuff on Amazon. The other thing that I wanted to announce is that I have added a gathering for members of our Shamanic Flow Circle on Facebook. We're going to be doing a connection call and a healing ritual on the third Monday of every month. This is open for anyone in the circle, and it will not be recorded, because we really want to hold that space as sacred and allow for open hearts to share as much as they'd like to. So you can find that event in our Facebook group. And if you're listening to the podcast and you're not a member of the Shamanic Flow Circle on Facebook, you can search for us. It's called the Shamanic Flow Circle. You can also go to my website, www.debbiefilp.com, and I'll put that link in the show notes. And at the bottom in the footer, you'll find a link to the Shamanic Flow Circle. All right, so I promised some alternate nostril breath. Nadi Shodhana. It's a breath that's designed to balance the energies flowing through the nadis, the energy channels that spiral up around the spine, that central nervous system channel. This breath helps us to balance the right and left sides of the brain. I also find it's amazing for clearing the sinuses, which, as we're coming into spring allergy season, is a wonderful thing. It helps me to feel both more awake and more grounded at the same time. It's also really good for relieving those tension headaches. I find that the ones, especially when they're right behind my eyes, tend to release with this breath. And so if you're joining me to practice, I think it's a good idea to have a tissue handy. Like I said, it does help to clear the sinuses, and sometimes your nose runs. And this breath is practiced by closing off one nostril at a time. We do that with a hand position. You want to work with your dominant hand. They often say that you're supposed to use your thumb and your ring finger When I try to use my ring finger, I get a really bad strain in my wrist tendons. So I use my thumb and my pinky finger. So you can do this either way. Make a fist lightly, extend your thumb out, and then extend your ring finger and pinky finger, work with the ring finger, or you can keep that ring finger in and use the pinky like I'm gonna do. And you just bring your hand up by your nose, and we're gonna start with a couple clearing breaths. So take a nice big breath in through your nose. Let it out with a sigh. Take another big breath in through your nose. Let it out with a sigh. And then draw a nice big breath in. Hold the breath at the top and then use your thumb, if you're right-handed, or your pinky, if you're left-handed, to close your right nostril. And then with the right nostril closed, breathe out through your left nostril. Now breathe in through your left nostril. At the top of that inhale, hold the breath. Release the right nostril and use your ring finger or pinky finger to close your left nostril. Breathe out through your right nostril. Breathe in through your right nostril. At the top of that breath, switch your hand. So you're gonna open the left nostril, close off the right, breathe out through the left nostril. Breathe in through the left nostril. Switch, close off the left nostril, breathe out through the right. Breathe in through the right. At the top of your breath, switch. Breathe out through the left. Breathe in through the left. Pause, switch. Breathe out through the right. Breathe in through the right. Switch. Breathe out through the left. Breathe in through the left. Switch. Breathe out through the right. Breathe in through the right. And switch. Breathe out through the left. Breathe in through the left. And switch. Breathe out through the right. Breathe in through the right. And switch. Breathe out through the left. Breathe in through the left. Switch. Breathe out through the right. Breathe in through the right. Switch. Breathe out through the left. Breathe in through the left. Switch. Breathe out through the right. Breathe in through the right. Switch. Breathe out through the left. Breathe in through the left. Switch. Breathe out through the right. Breathe in through the right. Switch. Breathe out through the left. Breathe in through the left. Switch. Breathe out through the right. Breathe in through the right. Switch. Breathe out through the left. Breathe in through the left. Switch. Breathe out through the right. Breathe in through the right. Switch. Breathe out through the left. Breathe in through the left. Switch. Breathe out through the right. Breathe in through the right. Now release your hand and take a big sigh to exhale. Just begin to notice your natural breath, the way it flows in and out. Do a quick scan through your body. Notice how it feels. Notice the right side of your body. Notice the left side of your body. And become aware of the midline of your body and feel those two sides come together. Notice your whole body. If your eyes are open, float them closed for a moment. Feel the energy flowing around through your body. Become aware of what's solid in your body. The bones, the teeth, your nails, your hair. Really become aware of that earth element in your body. These are the solid and stable things. This is what gives you shape, your physical manifestation. Feel the muscles, the flesh surrounding your bones. Notice the energy flowing in the muscles. Muscles that move the bone. The energy that animates the muscles. This is where we take that earth, that winter energy. And we start to move forward into this world. And the breath is the air element in the body. The air bringing in the oxygen that the muscles need in order to be able to move. We can't move the earth element without the air element. And of course in yoga, the breath brings in not only air as a physical thing, but prana, the spiritual energy that comes in, brings vitality, life force into our body. Air is associated with spring, that re-emergence of the life force. As we start to bring energy in and that earth element begins to move. Thank you for practicing Nadi Shodhana with me, alternate nostril breath, honoring the divine light that shines in all beings, that connects us, that makes us all one. Namaste.